State lawmakers will be back at the Capitol next week for a special session to create the new Department of Child Safety. That new standalone agency will replace Child Protective Services. This comes after the revelation late last year that more than 6,500 reports of child abuse and neglect went uninvestigated. The plan calls for $60 million, and State Representative Kate Brophy McGee, who was part of the group that worked on the plan, says even though lawmakers have spent money on CPS in the past, this time will be different.
It has to be different. I think with the work of the CARE team, which I was also a part of, all the way through this working group, and then with Flanagan and his folks getting in there and digging in, I think we were able to identify what happened, where it was happening, what's going wrong, and then address it from a policy perspective. It is absolutely critical that the funding accompany that. The biggest problem that we have identified that must be resolved is the backlog. If we don't get that done, and that does take resources, then the agency will continue to fail.
One of the provisions in the governor's plan allows for, it looks like, some kind of privatization. Is there any thought that this is something that the state wants to be looking at?
I think it is very important that we not preclude our options. And a good example of that would be the backlog. And we've got some assumptions about what that backlog consists of, but there may be components of that that could be addressed with a public-private partnership. There may be components of the hotline function that could be addressed with a public-private partnership. I'm not certain what will come out of it, but it's important that we have those options.
Another of the interesting provisions allows investigators to look into adults in a child's home who are not necessarily related to those kids. What's the significance of that?
If a child is being harmed and the perpetrator cannot be identified, it does not negate the harm. But the statute and actions to be taken, the statutes need to reflect that, and they have not.
Are you satisfied at the list of programs and services that will be staying at DES and those that will be migrating to the new agency?
I am at this point, but I think that's something that we need to monitor very closely to make sure that the necessary services are available and that the communications between DES and the new agency are open and if there is a good flow of information. It actually was one of my biggest hesitancies about removing the agency from DES was the creation of those silos. But at the same time, even within the agency, those silos existed.
In talking to your colleagues, do you get the sense that a majority of them are on board with this plan? I mean, do you expect rancorous debate on this next week? Do you think that things will go pretty smoothly?
Well, it's certainly my hope that things will go smoothly. I know that any number of them are uncomfortable about the money that we've put in that in turn appears to have not yielded results. So there's certainly a push for accountability, and there's certainly a push for transparency. I believe that the budget proposal and the legislation reflects that.
State Representative Kate Brophy McGee. For more on the plan, we turn now to Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, who's seen his share of reforms to the state's child welfare agency over the years.
We have monkeyed with this agency now. Heck, I've been covering this place for 30 years, and we've always been trying to fix it. And in some ways, it's been patchwork, a little money here, a little revamping there. And I think that the belief is that you need to essentially destroy it to save it, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Have you gotten the sense that the amount of money that this will take is causing heartburn among any legislators?
I think that there wasn't much of a surprise about the $60 million figure. Let's start off with the fact that the governor had requested $80 million in January for the agency and the creation of a new agency. She got $59 million with lawmakers saying, look, let's see what happens when we create the new agency in terms of what's really needed. So we knew there was going to be $21 million right there. Now, beyond that, I think there was also an expectation that there was going to need to be some additional money for subsidized child care. Beyond that, I think there are a lot of lawmakers who, like Representative John Kavanaugh, say, we are not the experts. We have to depend somewhat on the agency to tell us what it needs. And then obviously we'll be monitoring it to find out if they do what they promised.
Does it seem like this is going to be a package of bills that sort of sails through easily? I mean, does it seem like there's going to be a lot of opposition to this?
Oh, I don't think there'll be a lot of opposition. I think there'll be some questions raised. There may be some tinkering around the edges. I mean, this is a variant on the perennial discussion about the role of CPS. Is it to protect children at all costs, which means the moment you've got a problem, you yank the child from the home? Or is it to preserve the family at all costs and try to provide them the services, which, of course, requires money? And that will become part of the discussion. Is there too much or too little focus on making this into criminal charges? Is there too much or too little focus on prevention? But I think everyone believes that this is a good compromise. In other words, not everyone got everything he or she wanted, but nobody got left out.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks.
You're very welcome.